This morning, what I'm ministering to you will change your life. Because you say, well, how could it? It's what is in your hand. It's not what you don't have. It's what you do have. And how do you know what is in your hand? You cannot know that until you read Psalm 139. And then you just say, oh my goodness, he knows when I bend over. He knows when I stand up. He has such wonderful things for me because you are God's creation and he loves you so much. He gave his son to die for you. So would he leave you here as just a jerk and have nothing for you? Look at someone and say, honey, you're not a jerk. God loves you, has divine appointments this coming year with your name on them. Now, I want to just look at some people that we would have said, oh, what is in your hand? It would never work. So in your notes, I put Moses. And the Lord said to him, what is in your hand? Now, at this time, Moses would have been a failure because he had killed an Egyptian. You know, I don't know, maybe he beat him to death with a rod. I don't know. But what is in your hand, it wouldn't look like anything very successful was there. And I can share with you, when I first started to get interested in the ministry and to do some things on radio and television, a man said to me, what? Who are you? You know, you don't know how to speak. You can't do it. So have you, any of you ever had real encouraging words? Yeah. And so you always have some people who tell you what you can't do. But what God wants to tell you this morning is what you can do and what you can do very personally. And I remember when I went to Channel 9 and wanted to go on television, I had to meet with their board, and they said, you're not television material, so you'll never go on. But what is in your hand? It's what you have that God has given you that he's going to take and make divine appointments for you. Interesting, I'm still on television and none of those men who told me I couldn't make it are on. Why? Because it's what God puts in your hand. This is really important. So put your hand on your heart. Say, it's good. It's good. I'm here. God has put something in my hand that cannot fail. God has me listening for what he has for me today. So when I look at Moses, I would have said, oh, he's a failure. And God speaks to him out of a burning bush. Now, you say, I don't have a burning bush, but you have a Bible. Everyone say, I have a Bible. Hold up your phone. Say, my Bible says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So a good year is coming because Christ has a good year with my name on it. So what did he say to Moses? Moses has killed a man. He could have said, oh, brother, what a failure you are. But he said, what is in your hand? And he said, a rod. God will take the very thing that's in your hand. And I think what we do, we look at what's in other people's hands. We say, oh, well, they're this, they can sing, you know, they can do all this. They're smart in business. But what is in your hand? And that's what God asked him. Now, I'm going to look at some things here that are very important for you to know what is in your hand and how your hand can be used today and in the new year. So I've taken some examples, and, you know, I may have to share a little longer because some of them are from the Old Testament. And maybe you've never read the Old Testament. Maybe this will give you a hunger to read the Bible this year and to read through the Bible. And I love this about the Bible. It's not just that you read it. The Bible reads you. And every day it seems like he will talk to me as I read the word. So he said, what's in your hand? He said, a rod. Now, that rod would bring the plagues of Egypt and get the Israelites out miraculously. So what was in his hand is a miracle. So put both your hands out. Say, what are in my hands are miracles. And so this is important for us to know. Now, how do you use what is in your hands? So I looked at Aaron and Hur, and they were in a real battle. The Israelites were at that time. And it looked like they were going to lose the battle. This is Old Testament. Trust me. Put your hand on your heart. Say, I trust you. You're too old to lie. And so Aaron and Hur had their hands up praying while they were fighting an enemy. And as long as their hands were up, they would win. But if they got tired and their hands went down, they would go over and have somebody help them hold up their hands. So what is going to make you victorious this year? And I can tell you, prayer. Everybody say prayer. And I love that we have people who really pray here, but they're also contagious. You know, there are people who pray, and you get around them, and they're contagious. Now, I used to say, if I pray over 5 minutes, I'll bore God. Did you know I said that ugly thing? And then when we became assistant pastors in Amarillo, Texas, my husband, of all things, started an early morning prayer meeting for an hour. And so I had to go and pray, you know, because that's what you did. And folks, that changed my life. It put a discipline in my life, and it showed me how the word would work. So what is in your hands for the new year? What?
Prayer.
What?
Prayer.
You're kind of weak today.
Prayer.
Too many sweets. Say, prayer
is
in my hands.
And
remember, as long as they held their hands up, they won. And I can tell you, starting to pray when I was 12 years old, and now I'm 88 and a half, it works. So if you want to argue with me, you have to be older, and you're not. Okay. Then at the Red Sea, what did Moses do? He stretched out his hand at an impossible situation. And the sea went back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. So what did Moses use? He used what was in his hand. What's going to make you successful next year? Use what is in your hand. And maybe you've heard very negative things. You know, folks, the Bible still says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Say what the Bible says. And so I looked at him, and the sea opened. So it's important to know that we have negative situations, and the sea can open. Now, people have told me many times, you can't do certain things in certain countries because you're a woman. And I have a heart to go to Muslim countries. So they say, you know, you can't do it. But I found out something recently about the Muslims. It's so interesting. They love old women. And I fit it. You know, I'm older than most of any of them. And so now they act like, oh, she's that old. Let her come. She can do anything. So you see, God knows all the seasons of our lives, all the seasons, and he wants us to win in all of them. Whatever your season is, God wants you to be the winner in it. And so I look here and I see that whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. So Ecclesiastes, now you say, oh, Ecclesiastes, that's horrible spelling. But when you read through the Bible, it is a wisdom book. So put your hand on your heart. Say, I would be smart to read Ecclesiastes because I don't want to be stupid. And he says, whatever you do, do it with all your might. So he's saying, don't be sloppy. You have a job, you have certain things, and you think, oh, they don't care. Do it with your might. Do well. Make, how can I say, a decision this morning that you're not going to do a sloppy job. You are going to do whatever it is, the unsaved family, you're going to do a good job. You know, I think sometimes when you have unsaved family, you think, well, I'm not going to send them anything for Christmas. Let them go get something for themselves. Or maybe somebody will give me something, I'll rewrap it. But whatever your hand finds to do, do it with excellence. Let God show you. And I love this. Your gift makes room for you. Do you know that? So, you know, I go to a restaurant. I go to different ones because I like to eat so well. And so, but if I can find the owners, I try to do something and bring them a gift. And, you know, when you come in, then they recognize you. Oh, yeah, I remember the last time you were here, you gave me chocolates or you gave me this. And so your gift makes room, but it makes people think about you. So I go to a nail shop, and so they had some girls who were involved and, you know, not born again, from Asia, not born again. And so I wanted to win them for the Lord. And some of you know these girls now because they came to our church. So I would take chocolate. They love chocolate. So every time I would come in, they'd say, "Oh, Marilyn, you're here with chocolate." So then I invited them to go to a small group with me. So they liked me, so they went. They got saved and are serving God. And what made room? Chocolate. Good night. And so you never know what small thing in your hand can make a difference to someone else. It's very, very key. I'm giving you Bible examples, but I'm also giving you personal examples. Now, Moses. And everyone has things that it just hasn't happened yet. You've prayed. You've done this. You've done that. And they needed water. And the people were murmuring. And sometimes you just want to give up on people. You think you want to be stupid? Just be stupid. And so what did he do to the rock when they were murmuring? He struck the rock. And sometimes you have to keep striking. You have to keep praying. You have to keep hitting at it and not give up. I've thought sometimes you want to go to hell so much, just go. You know, help yourself. But we can't do that. We don't know how to give up. We have to win. And so I'm giving you things to make you win in the new year. You say, "Well, I don't know if they work." Well, I'm older than you, so I know. Okay. He kept striking the rock and water came out. Then I think my favorite one is John 6. And this is told in more than one chapter in the Bible. This is the little boy who had 5 loaves and 2 fish. His mother packed his lunch. And the disciples get up and, you know, they've had the people out there a long time and they could faint on the way back. And the little boy gives what is in his hand. And you say, "Well, what's 5 loaves and 2 fish? But when it gets in Jesus' hand, it multiplies. So now I'm going to tell you a true story. You have to trust me. I'm going to tell you a true story. I started tithing when I was 12 years old because my father wouldn't give me money for clothes, but we lived on an apple farm. And so I could sell apples. And I began to tithe on what I sold the apples for. And folks, today, you know, the biggest tithe I ever gave was my husband's retirement, was $300,000. And I gave that, and I'm not poor. So don't think, "Oh, dear me, she's going to take an offering for herself." No, I'm not. I'm not poor at all. I'm very rich. If you saw my finances, I'm very rich. Why? Because I learned how to tithe. I learned how to give it, you know, what I had. I learned early, and then I began to go into larger amounts and larger amounts. Do you believe me? Yes. Well, then stand up. Turn around and look at me. Some of you are cheating. You didn't turn around. Turn around Say, I believe you.
I believe you.
And I believe this morning is a turnaround in my life for the new year. When you make out your tithe checks, your offering checks, believe for multiplication. Believe for nothing in particular. And what do you get? Nothing in particular. You can be seated. So this little boy, his gift made him famous. Gave 5 loaves and 2 fish. We know that it fed over 5,000 people. It's one of the most remarkable multiplication things in the Bible. But I can tell you, starting with a process, this works. This works. And so I want to encourage you for the new year to be a tither. So I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand or stand, but I am going to ask you again, put your hand on your heart. You're not going to wear your heart out, I promise you. Say, Father, I am planning to be a tither this new year. Therefore, I'm planning on prosperity. Prosperity is coming my way from the north, the south, the east, the west. It's coming my way. Amen. Now, this coming year, we're going to do some of our biggest things, like in Bangladesh, you know, and some of these countries. And we want to get into Saudi Arabia, and it looks good, because they like old women. So that's a very good thing. But those things are expensive. Do you think money just drops out of the sky? No, money comes from Him. And money comes from sowing. And how many of you here would love to reap? Now put up the other hand. Say, if I reap, I have to sow. Amen. And so I want to tell you it works, and I'm older than you. Then I like this next one. This is the third one. Work. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has a need. Now, I had a good friend some years ago, you don't know who it is, who said to me, I had a dream that I was speaking to an audience of 10,000 people. I believe God is going to use me as a mighty evangelist. What do you think? I said, well, have you won your neighbor? Well, no, I'm going to start with big things. It doesn't start with big things. It starts with little things of obedience. And then you begin to sow. And then pretty soon you can sow some more. It is awesome. And, you know, some of these things, folks, we need to look for our advantages instead of our disadvantages. Well, you know, I don't make this much money. I'm not this bright. But God says what is in your hand is what He can multiply. And He proves it in the Bible. And I'm proof of it because I've been tithing before I was born again. I tithed. I was faithful in tithing. And everybody thinks this is really wild. I graduated from Greeley, started on my master's, didn't owe a dime, and nobody helped me. Why? I was a tither. You say education is expensive. Yes, and it's very expensive not to tithe. Oh, look at someone say, watch her. She's getting mean. Okay, so work. You know, just, oh, well, it's going to happen. Let him who stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give to him who is in need. And I think when we are giving to people who are in need, now, tithing, I don't want you to get mad at me, but we used to have a family, Wally and I did in our church. They're not here now. Don't try to guess who. And they said, well, we give our tithe to our poor relatives. So we just, you know, we help our relatives. And I said, really? Well, when you get in trouble, call on your poor relatives and see if they'll come help you. You say, wow, you can be nasty. No, I can be truthful. But you see, folks, doing what the Bible says gets the blessing of what the Bible says, not making it up as you go. And Ecclesiastes, a wisdom book, says that he will make you do well in everything. Wisdom of God is to be a tither. And then the last one, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So look at your hands. Say, the Bible says there are miracles in my hands. And so I think a lot of times we think, well, yeah, I know these sick people, but let's get Benny Hinn. Well, you're not going to get him to come pray for them. That's why he put this in your hands. And there are miracles in your hands. Now, invariably, I'm asked to pray for people when I don't feel well. Say yuck twice. Yuck, yuck. And I remember one of the biggest times was I was in Pakistan. And, you know, everybody was telling me, you know, oh, my, you know, we want you to pray for the sick and lay hands on the sick. And I felt as spiritual as a mouse. And so I said, oh, God, give me a few days to get on my legs again and get my brain in gear. And the Lord said, it's not your name, it's my name. And folks, if we can put faith in his name to heal the sick. The biggest advertising for sinners is healing. And healing is also for the family. And healing, it says in the Bible, is the bread of the children. What if we believe for you to have a healthy year? Would that be so bad? I don't think so. So put your hand on your heart. I'm going to send the word into you that not only heals you this morning, but keeps you healthy. So say, Father, in Jesus' name, the word accomplishes that which it's sent to, and the word cannot return void. So I'm sending the word into my body for a healthy year. Also, I'm going to do healthy things. I'm not going to be stupid. I'm going to be healthy in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, taking up serpents, we probably all will have demonic things come against us. But the Bible gives such a promise here. We'll lay hands on the sick, but also that he's going to bless and multiply us. And people say, well, but you're not spiritual enough. If you stay in the word, you will stay in faith, and faith will bring you through to victory. Faith will bring you through to victory. So I don't know how many times I've had people tell me, you're a failure. You're an example of a failure. I don't know how many times people have said to me, those nations will never open up to you. I don't know how many times people have said, you'll never have the money for it. I don't know how many times people have said, you're too old. Why don't you retire? I am retired. Retiring is doing what you like. I'm doing what I like. I'm taking the gospel to the world. I want this message to sink deep into you this morning. What is in your hand? What is in your hand is what God has put in your hand. Do you think he doesn't love you? Do you think he hasn't put talents and abilities and things for you that he has for the coming year? I don't believe that. So put your hand on your heart again and say, I know this. God loves me and has good things for me for the new year. And I know this. I'm a winner. The game isn't over until I win. Amen. Amen. Now, how do you win? We're doing how-tos, get in the word. But giving your heart to God. You know, folks, when I did that, I had started reading the Bible, but I was 16 when I got the author inside. And that's when it began to change my life tremendously, tremendously. So those transformations came from those times. And then, you know, when somebody told me, I didn't even know how you could be born again. You could be born again. I thought, yeah, that's in the Bible. That can happen to me. Maybe this morning would be a good time for you to recommit your life. What do you think? You think it's stupid? Look at me. Say, it's not stupid to commit your life to God. It's a wise decision. Very wise decision. Now, this morning, let's just think, because we're looking at a new year. We're looking at a new year. What would be better than just to commit your life to God for this coming year, or recommit? Maybe you have committed, but you're kind of sloppy. Oh, you read your Bible, maybe. You come to church at Christmas. Don't you get mad at me. Yeah. But what about just really committing to Him? What about that? So I'm not going to ask you to stand, but I am going to ask you to pray with me. And just keep your head bowed. If you have never committed your heart to Jesus that you know of, and maybe you came to church because somebody drug you here, but this would be a very wise decision for you to receive Jesus. If you've never committed your heart to Jesus, put your hand up. I never have done that. I never have done that. Never have done that. This would be such a good time. Now, I see hands. That's wonderful. That's smart, believe me. If you're here and you say, yeah, I've been born again, but I've been kind of sloppy in living, not really wise in my living with God, and I just want to recommit my life to Him, would you put your hand up? I just want to recommit. I see those hands. You know, you're never sorry for this. This is so wonderful. So I want everyone, you can put your hands down, but I want everyone to pray with me. It can't hurt. Can it? Can't hurt. So everyone pray with me. Say, Father, I know that you love me. Father, I know you sent Jesus to die for me. I know, Father, you have a plan for me. A new year. Good things, not bad things. I repent of all the junk, all the garbage that would hurt me and hurt you. I invite you, Jesus, to come into my heart and be Lord of my life. I thank you. This is the best day of my life. And I thank you. I have in my hand the ability for miracles. I have in my hand what can multiply in need. I have in my hand healing. That's what the Bible says. Did you say that? That's what the Bible says. Okay. And I have in my hands the ability to do good. Thank you, Father. This coming year is the very best. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm going to ask you to be brave. So look at somebody beside you. Say, honey, be brave. Be brave. Okay. If you raised your hand that you weren't where you'd like to be with God, would you stand up so I can see you? Would you please stand up? That's so good. That's so good. Now, don't sit back down because I get to pray with you. Okay? Just keep standing. Now, even if it's your husband or wife, I want you to help me with this. Turn to the person on the right. Even if you know what they'll say, say, do you need to stand up? I like to stand with you. Turn to the person on the left and say, do you need to stand up? I'd like to stand with you. Oh, folks, this is a miracle day. This is so wonderful. Not only for today, but the miracles ahead. So I want everyone who is standing to come to the front so I can see you. Okay? Come up here. And we're going to clap for you as you come. That's so good. So good, so good, so good. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Wonderful. You're never sorry. Never sorry. Trust me. You're never sorry. This is a wonderful occasion. Okay, so everyone extend your hand. Say, you have made a wise choice. Your best days are behind. Our best days are ahead. And your worst days are behind. Thank God for what the new year holds for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Reese, do we have some people who would come and stand with us?
Well, I think so. In fact, what I'd like to ask, if you wouldn't mind, would you guys just have a seat over here? And I'd like to ask our ministry team, if you guys would just go have a seat. We're going to have some folks come in and pray with you guys, if you wouldn't mind, for just a second, and go this way. Thank you, Tammy. You're leading them the right way. And if I could have our folks on the ministry team to go up and just kind of to hang with them for a second and just kind of just minister to them, that would be great. And so thank you, Marilyn.
I'd like to say one more thing.
Then I won't stop you.
Thank you. I have a good son-in-law. He's really good to me. I want to go through and review this with you. I don't want you to go out of here and not remember this message. Remember, what was in Moses' hand changed a nation. Remember, when Moses lifted up his hand, the Red Sea parted. Remember, Moses struck the rock quite a few times before the water came up. He didn't give up. Remember the little boy with his lunch. Did he know we would be reading about him several thousand years later and it would warm our hearts? He didn't know. See, this is a faith walk and work that whatever you do it with excellence and you don't gripe. So look at someone, say, honey, quit your whining. And then remember, there are miracles in your hands.
Got into your heart before.
And you say, I don't feel spiritual. It's not how you feel. It's what he says. Amen?
Amen.
So let's stand up. Let's hug somebody. And let's be here on Wednesday. And say to that person, the coming year is the best year of your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, see you midweek.